Respite by Torino 10154, read by Star Duchess. Warnings for student teacher, blowjob, bit of dirty talk, pairing Severus Draco. Draco walked out of the entrance hall into the cold night air. An icy shiver ran up his spine as if he'd walked through one of the ghosts. The grounds of Hogwarts were cast in blue from the nearly full moon which shone overhead, though, if he turned back toward the castle, it was lit from within, yellow beams of light pouring out of the windows. Pulling his cloak tighter around him, Draco strode purposefully toward the Whomping Willow, anticipation warming him from the inside out. When he was nearly there, Draco scanned the ground for a stick long enough to touch the knot at the base. Once he spotted one, he moved to the best spot to touch the knot and sighed in relief when the branches froze. He then hurried toward the entrance and made his way along the dark corridor, stooping as he walked. He took a deep breath before entering the shack itself. He never thought he'd look forward to something as dirty and creepy as the shack, but that was before the Dark Lord had moved into the manor. Draco was quite happy to be back at Hogwarts. He licked his lips. He could hear the sound of footsteps in the room above him, and he headed toward the staircase.
"I was beginning to wonder if you'd made other plans," the headmaster said when Draco walked into the room.
"No, sir," Draco replied, heart pounding in his chest. Snape sat down in the corner of the room in a transfigured wing-back chair of black leather, looking more bat-like than ever.
"Then I believe," Snape opened his robes and revealed his cock, thick and long and hard. "You know what to do."
He looked at Draco in such a way that Draco felt hot all over, and his own cock began to harden as he approached. Draco knelt down between Snape's legs. He held the base with his hand and sucked the head into his mouth. He felt Snape relax under his touch, one of his hands coming up and carding through his hair, and Draco redoubled his effort in pleasuring Snape, bobbing his head up and down the shaft, and taking as much of his length into his mouth as he could without gagging.
"Yes, like that," Snape said, the tone of his voice nothing like he used in the classroom. It was needy and desperate. "I always knew you would be an excellent cocksucker. Purebloods always are."
Just hearing Snape say the word cocksucker made Draco's cock throb. Draco moved his free hand to Snape's sack, something he'd never done before, but he liked playing with his bollocks when he wanked, and hoped Snape felt the same way.
"That's a good boy. Suck me," Snape murmured and shifted his hips, pushing forward, his fingers tightening in Draco's hair. "Fuck."
Draco swallowed the cum that burst across his tongue and down his throat. He kept sucking and swallowing and licking until he felt Snape's hand fall away. Draco sat back and watched as Snape composed himself, pleased that he was able to make Snape, of all people, come undone.
"Stand up."
Draco did as he was told and tried to hide his embarrassment when Snape's eyes lingered over the spreading stain in his groin. Snape stood up and took Draco's chin in his hand, bony fingers digging into Draco's cheeks.
"Next time, I will take you on your hands and knees."
And with a swirl of his robes, Snape was gone. Taking a steadying breath, Draco said softly, "Looking forward to it, Headmaster." The End. Thanks for listening.